It's Will Catron here with Andy Morrison after Nomad's 6-1 win over Cardiff Met in the JD Wells Premier League. Andy, a 6-1 win, top of the league for Christmas.
Yeah, we were, you know, the objective was obviously to try and stay there. We were exceptional today, Will. You know, I was so pleased with so many things. You know, it would have took an exceptional team today to compete against us when we played that well. You know, there were so many things we did well. We moved the ball really well. We were excellent on our first phases of play, keeping the ball alive. Second phases, we picked up balls. You know, we relentlessly put balls into their box through Wiggy and backs, and we kept it alive at the right times. And, you know, we were very, very good. And I felt it from last week at Druids. You know, listen, smiling faces and a great spirit and atmosphere around the place doesn't guarantee results, but it definitely helps. And there's been a fantastic energy this week, for a couple of weeks now. You know, the spirit amongst the boys and the togetherness. And, you know, we had lads out today. We had three or four missing that have started this season. And the lads who have stepped in, you know, have just carried it on. And they did really, really well. And, you know, that's probably as dominant as we've been this season, because, you know, it could have been 8, 9 or 10. I know 6, like, and you know, I wasn't worried, because I always respect Cardiff Met, but coming into the game, you know, I know they've scored 8 goals in the last 2 games, and they've got a lot of good players coming back into their squad, and you know, we knew it was going to be a big ask, but you know, the lads just raised it to another level today. And like I say, you know, they were exceptional, and you know, we've set the standard, now we've got to maintain it.
Obviously, we were always at the Cardiff Met end, really attacking performance, and Michael Wilde to come away with a hat-trick. How important has he been both for this game and throughout the season?
Yeah, Michael's, you know, I don't know what a twilight of somebody's career is, you know, but he's, you know, I signed Michael 3 years ago when people said he was, you know, coming towards the end, and, you know, he's for me, he's just got better and better, and his understanding of the game. I think sometimes you can get institutionalised at TNS. I think his understanding of the game and what we actually do and how I need him to be has got better and better as we've gone along. And, you know, his work rate is fantastic, and, you know, he epitomises really what we're about. He just follows that, you know, that pattern of George Horan and Danny Harrison and proper men, you know, and they're so important, and it's important to me. You know, obviously you want to be working with good players, but it's equally important to me the eyes that I see in a player. Do you know, when I see that intensity and that aggression and that desire, that's more important to me than anything, and Michael certainly has that, and his standards are fantastic, and he's a leader in the changing room. And, you know, I'm delighted for him today, because again, we tried something slightly different, and it came off. Doesn't always come off, but today it came off. And the balls in the areas we put the balls into, you know, when you've got Andy Owens that's crossing balls into the box for Michael to score goals. And yeah, we were very, very good. And you know, like I say, we've set a standard now that we have to maintain, because you know, we're in a rich vein of form. I think we've lost 1 in 12 in the league, and you know, it's important now that the lads rest up and the lads recover again, because we've got a busy period coming up. And you know, it's it doesn't get any tougher than back-to-back games against Bala.
Yeah, and going into that fixture, obviously we start up on Boxing Day at Myers Tegid, always challenging fixtures against Bala. Does it add anything being back-to-back, especially over this period?
I don't listen, I'm not sure. I just know that our games against Bala have always been really close encounters and been tiny little details. You know, it's normally been one goal that's been the difference. And we've always had great games against them, you know, and it's very two disciplined, organised teams that have a structure to what they do. And, you know, to many points, we've nullified each other many times, you know, and we have come out on top. I think, you know, I think it's about 10 or 11 games now since Bala beat us. So, you know, we have got that on our side. But, you know, they've won again comfy today, and they've got lads who are scoring goals. And, you know, the Collins teams are always top teams. And again, this year they've shown again, you know, that they'll be in that top two or three teams come the end of the season. So, you know, we'll do all our work on them. You know, there's not a lot we don't really know about Bala. And we'll train. And we'll be ready for the game. And you know, and if we show the standards and the quality that we showed today, then, you know, we'll be a hard team to beat.